Welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk. He's Michael Eisen, and it's time for another edition of Eisen's Mailbag. You write in. Mike gives you his take. Mike, you ready to roll?
Let's do it.
Now, he has not seen these. Little surprises for Mr. Eisen.
Like a game
first,
show here.
Yes, it is. No question. And here we go. Byron in Dover, New Hampshire. Will Colin Jenkins fill the void left by Chris Canty?
Well, that's the idea. I asked Tom Coughlin yesterday where Jenkins is going to play initially because he is a versatile player, and Tom said we're going to put him inside first. So the thought is that he's going to be the starting tackle next to Linval Joseph. He is a versatile player who can play inside and out, but the Giants must do a better job stopping the run, and that's what they're looking for Jenkins to do.
And he's a quicker guy, smaller guy than Canty. Different style, but just as effective.
Yeah, he's much shorter than Canty. He's 6'2", Canty's 6'7", but he's a powerful guy, yeah. And he does have some speed and quickness. So in addition to his run-stopping abilities, he can rush the passer.
Let's go to Lee in East Rutherford. He wants to know, does this Colin Jenkins acquisition affect the Giants' draft strategy come late April?
I don't think so at all. I think the Giants are still in the middle of the first round, look for the best player. Wouldn't surprise me at all if they chose a defensive tackle, if the defensive tackle is the best player. So the short answer is no.
Let's go to Ronnie in Manhattan. I'm fully prepared for Michael not to have a great answer to this one, but I'm going to ask it to you anyway.
Okay.
Does Victor Cruz's decision to change his agents have any effect on his free agency and the New York Giants?
I don't really think so. John Mara was pretty explicit when he spoke on Monday in New York City that, there's a certain limit they can go to regarding Victor Cruz's contract. They can't really exceed it. They have to pay 53 players. It may affect it in the fact that with Tom Condon, you have an experienced agent who may drive a harder bargain at the table with Jerry Reese and Kevin Abrams, but I think both the Giants and Victor have the same strategy.
All right, and our final question comes from Steve in San Francisco. How much of a jump do you think Reuben Randall will take in his second year, in the NFL?
I think a very big one. He came on at the end of the year, scored two touchdowns in the season finale against Philadelphia. You know, frankly, the Giants have not had great luck with second-round receivers for the last 20 years.
That's a long time, Mike.
Other than Amani Toomer. But I do think that Reuben Randall flashed a lot of talent, and I think in a second year he's going to make big strides. At the very least, I think he's going to be the third receiver. And if we all hope Victor Cruz is here, but he could be competing for a starting spot. We never know what's going to happen.
Mike, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the Big East tournament later this week.
I'll
be wearing your Syracuse orange all weekend
long. I sure
will.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll see what happens. Mike, appreciate the time. That's all the time we have for Eisen's Mailbag right here on Giants.com. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. We'll see you next week.